to my parents. Introduction. A few days into the German occupation of Kyiv in September 1941, explosions rocked the city, blowing up office buildings and apartment blocks where German soldiers were quartered. Before their withdrawal from Kyiv, Soviet forces had placed mines throughout the downtown area. Triggered by sabotage teams stationed outside the city in communication with undercover Soviet agents within it, the explosions killed some 200 German soldiers and an unknown number of residents. The Germans on the ground immediately decided who was responsible for this terror attack. The Jews. House searches began. On September 22nd, two Gestapo agents in plain clothes charged into the apartment of 39-year-old resident Olga Muhurtova-Peker. One of them punched Olga's elderly neighbor, who stood in the doorway, while the second man threw himself at Olga, yelling, "Gangsters, your power has ended. Tell us where your Jew communist husband is." Within a week, the Germans had rounded up Kyiv's Jews. Thousands of men, women, and children were led into a ravine on the city's outskirts, forced to lie down, and shot. Those who were brought later were forced to lie face down on the bodies of the dead and were shot in turn. With the help of Ukrainian auxiliaries, over the course of 2 days, German task forces killed 33,771 Jews. In their reports of the mass killings in Kyiv's Babi Yar Ravine and other places, German security officials described their actions as a political operation to destroy the pillars of the Soviet order. It can be stated positively today that the Jews, without exception, served Soviet Bolshevism. Bolshevism was one of Hitler's primary obsessions and the catalyst that provoked Nazi Germany to mount a war of extermination unprecedented in world history. The term Lenin had given to the Soviet Communist Party, Bolshevism was how the Nazis and other right-wing crusaders characterized the Soviet system, a system both repulsive and menacing, conjuring Asiatic cunning, criminality, and mass murder. Emigres from Russia had circulated lurid accounts of leather-clad commissars dispatching thousands of helpless victims by shooting them in the neck. In the words of one such emigre, who would rise in the Nazi Party to become Germany's wartime minister for the occupied Eastern territories, Bolshevism was a plague that threatened the West's very survival. A collision with it had only two possible outcomes: annihilation or victory. The Führer consistently portrayed communists as his deadliest enemies. Throughout the Weimar years, he exploited Germans' fear of a civil war, which was, above all, the fear of a communist uprising. After coming to power, the Nazis locked up more than 100,000 German communists in concentration camps created for that purpose. "Europe against Bolshevism" became their most popular rallying cry. By the late 1930s, Hitler felt ready to move against the Soviet Union, both to face down the global menace he believed Bolshevism had become, and, conveniently, to seize territories in the East that were vital for Germany to realize its imperial racial destiny. On August 11, 1939, only days before Nazi Germany would sign a non-aggression pact with the Soviet Union, Hitler openly remarked, "Everything I undertake is directed against Russia. If the West is too stupid and blind to grasp this, then I shall be compelled to come to an agreement with the Russians, beat the West, and after its defeat, turn against the Soviet Union with all my forces." Hitler's other great obsession was with the Jews. He had been a fierce anti-Semite from early on in his life, but it was only with his embrace of anti-Bolshevik thought in the aftermath of World War I that his hatred of Jews became an ideology. To Hitler, Bolshevism evoked not only Soviet communism, but the nefarious goals of Jews, who had created Marxism and seized the Kremlin in a bid to invade Germany and all of Europe. The widespread conviction among the German right that Jewish or Jewish-led communists had masterminded their country's downfall in 1918 gave Hitler's ideas about the Jewish enemy